on Talk Radio Diva. And
then there's a Talk Radio.
It's selfwomenhoodaffair.com, and you can go to the actual business itself, and you can do it through there, and you can do it monthly, or you can do it one time. So, again, that's not nor here nor there. I don't depend on you guys for any of that to keep the doors open, but it's nice when you guys do things, and I appreciate it. So, Talk Radio Diva live call-in is 515-602-9765, and that's the power to do more. You may text us 866-727-9323, toll-free, or 404-418-5104, and that's for Georgia through the A. So you can do the A sound style, you know? You can be a dirty bird for life, or you can be a alcohol. It's time for alcohol, right? So we're talking about the NFL right there. So you guys know how I feel about that. So it's Georgia all day, every day. So, with that being said, Cash App love offerings are $IMCC Coaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, $TalkRadioDiva, with Talk Radio Diva, myself, CC, the power to do more. And you also follow me on social media, on Periscope, well, it's now Twitter Live, or whatever they want to call it. And then you can also get me on YouTube as well. And you can get me on my prospective pages for Team World Online. And it's at Team World Online. And then there's at Don Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching. And then you go to at Talk Radio Diva. And that's on Facebook. And you go to Don Diva Coaching on Facebook. Like, share, and page. And y'all who have been doing that, thank you so much. Thumbs up. I appreciate y'all. So, we got that out of the way. Good. So, we're going to get into the Vital Information Show, which we started our first pilot show today, and it was pretty good. And so we're going to do our second part of Vital Information and part two about, like, the judge on the Derek Jovan case. And we're going to go over the legalities of how he can get an appeal, how he cannot get an appeal, and what can be done in those manners. Because, like, I'm telling you guys, I was sitting beside myself about this, and we know this is one of the biggest cases that's been pivotal, showing that, you know, there's a level layer that the rule of the lay of the land of the law works, and our Constitution, our oath works. So I wanted to go and separate that part, but I wanted to go over it right quick. What we're going to be doing for Vital Information, our show, tomorrow, to talk about appeals process and what can be done with the cop itself, and versus whether the family has rights to say, I don't want that appeal, and things like that, what they can do. But we are also going to talk about the levels and layers of the blank girl, because I'm going to try to see if I can get some more information on that and see if we can see the video and then go from there to get the opinion about that and then see which way can sway and things like that, because the cop tomorrow is wrong. So that's nor here nor there, but that's the Vital Information Show. Y'all can tune in, and, you know, and when if you see the notifications go out there, like, share, subscribe, and tune into the show. So I appreciate everybody who made my life safe. I appreciate everybody who made everything wonderful today. You guys are every bit of my saving grace, and you are all what make me keep my doors open, and you guys are what keeps me alive and thriving. And thank you so much. As a mother, I'm an entrepreneur, and an entrepreneur, and a mentor, and a public speaker, that means a lot to me. So thank you so much, heart. So, with that being said, as a mother, I want to talk to you guys about self-love. My baby taught me one thing about self-love. It's a mirror gazing in a good way to really look at yourself and then to love yourself. And the eyes are said to be the windows of the soul. You might find yourself looking directly into the windows of the soul when you look in the mirror and you see yourself. And some people get this dysmorphia or this body imagery about themselves, and they look at, ugh, you know, I've got a wrinkle here, or I've got this on my face here, or my body's not so perfect here. I showed you guys flaws, okay? I showed you guys that I do have real flaws. I'm not perfect. I wanted everybody to see all my flaws and me aging so that you guys understand that I used to be a big girl. I used to be big and rotund. Yes, I did. I was big in high school. I was on medicine that caused me to gain 150 pounds that I didn't need to gain and messed up my metabolism. I ended up being a big girl. And living in a big girl's body, I learned to love myself even further and even more. So this is what brings me to what we're talking about, self-love and dysmorphia, the body and the mind and the spirit, because a lot of times our I am abundance mindset or our appearance or our feelings of who we're supposed to be versus who our real self is, our DNA that we're born with. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe he's born with it. But think about all that. I'm cisgender female, by the way, but I'm just making sure we're all inclusive to males. So when my fellas get on here, hi, fellas. So when y'all come on here, y'all don't feel like you're being ostracized when you come on the show and things like that, or you comment. As long as your comments are within reason and you're being decent, you're not trolling, then I won't send you a cease and desist letter, or have my mod squad actually find your IP and have you actually sent to your front door to quit. Because I've been going through that a lot with my shows, and this has been going on for 2 to 3 years. So I addressed that earlier, so I'm going to go back over that. So when we think about the mirror and we're gazing into our own eyes and we're looking into the mirror, we see ourselves. Do we see the true self, or do we see the shadow of our former self? Do we see who we used to be or who we're supposed to be versus who we are and who I am? So when you think about this, try gazing at your own eyes a few minutes in the morning and say to yourself that, you know, You can be this and do the partner to increase the love for yourself or with your partner if you're prospectively in a marriage, in a relationship. It's just like a bad relationship with a toxic environment, toxic person, or a person who likes to provoke gaslight, emotional abuse and torment, or icky hack, and play all these nasty games. When we think about all those types of things, those are the people that you need to let go of. And we talked about people who aren't qualified to lead, or people who aren't qualified to do anything but be an antagonist, a narcissist, a sociopath, a pathological abuser, a provoker, a gaslighter. So when we think about all these things, if you have a partner like that, it's time to divorce that partner. If you have a spouse like that, then leave that partner and say there's nothing wrong with me loving myself to leave you because the codependency of your love and your toxicity is not good for me. It's not good for the soul. And it's just like that, what was that book, Chicken Soup for the Soul? Instead of it being poison broth or anything like that, but being a chicken soup for the soul to say to yourself while you're eating your chicken soup and you're drinking your juice or whatever you're drinking as your beverage of choice and you're sitting down or you're drinking some water, which is healthy. We think about trying to gaze into our true self. And if you look and take up your mirror, well, let me just show you. Like, I got a Gucci mirror that I love. It's one of my favorite mirrors that I've had for many days, collector's item. And I think about what's Gucci, what's food all the time. And I want you guys to understand what I'm doing with this mirror. Because part of this is being able to love yourself and look at yourself in the mirror. Say you're sitting down with your partner and he says something wrong to you and says it sideways. So you're sitting there looking at your mirror, right? And you're thinking to yourself, okay, so I love myself. I love you. I am somebody. I am beautiful. I am good at what I do. I am a great coach. I am a great mother. I am a great girlfriend. I am a great fiance. I am a great wife. All those different things, right? So we're looking in the mirror, right? So when we think about this, let me put it that way quick. So when we're sitting up here looking at ourselves, right? And we say to ourselves, we're gazing at that partner, and we're thinking about our love for that partner. But if our partner's not loving our soul and chicken soup for the soul, then we have to think about chicken little, the sky's falling. Whoa, the sky's falling. So we have to think about, remember the main reason that you do not or do not feel love for yourself. Is it codependency on that person's acceptance of their love? Or are you looking at, do I love the self enough to say, you know what, you don't love me enough, you don't care about me, and if you did care about me, you wouldn't do the things that you do. So we think about that. Any kind of modality that clears your mind and your perceptual lens assists you in self-love, self-esteem, and compassion for others. So when we talk about this level and layer of this in this module, I want you guys to understand compassion of itself is really a path or means to self-love, self-esteem, self-efficiency, and to remove imposter syndrome. So when we think about that, what happens is when you become more self-loving, you become more compassionate towards others in terms of the shadow. When you think about the shadow, the form itself, the things that you detest about yourself is what you detest in others because you may be mirroring the same mannerisms of that person. So you don't want to get up with this bleed of the toxicity of that, even if it's a marriage or relationship or if a dating acquaintance is causing these issues and problems. You begin to say to yourself, self, you know what? This is when you saw me look in this mirror and say to myself, I love me. I love myself. So in that, you're saying to yourself, hey, that mirror's not cracked. That mirror's whole. So when you're looking at yourself, you mirror back to yourself and you say to yourself, I love me. I am Christos. I am. I am somebody. I am Gopi love. I am namaste. I am a whole, complete person. I am on a healing journey. So you have to think, is my partner on a healing journey with me? Is my fiance on a healing journey with me? Is my spouse on a healing journey with me? Are my colleagues on a healing journey with me? Or are they agents of provocateur or saboteur or sabotage? So when we think about that in terms of the shadow self, and we think about levels and layers of how far a person's willing to go to provoke and gaslight, just like an Ivy to Rock and Ranger Q6 who will be fired and terminated out of Council C22 because I'm asking for that. Or we're talking about levels and layers of pycnesia, like levels of Monica Tumor Allison, the same pycnesia that's playing about diagnosis that I didn't have. I want you guys to understand how far a narc will go, including up to ICF, and then on top of that, networks that need to be fired, terminated, and shut down. Kind of like my exes that went to her own network who need to be having a lawsuit and inquiry, a federal inquiry for FCC violations and intimate partner violence, including up to Liverpool, and a narc who needs to be humbled a bit and put in his place. So when we talk about pycnesias, Pitney Patrick, those are examples of people who are not qualified to lead, people who should not be in a position of power because they abuse people. Same thing as a spouse, a nasty narc IT specialist spouse that you will be divorcing. So when we talk about levels and layers like that, we're talking about the levels of insuring yourself and saying to yourself, I am Christos. And the level and depth of even going to cable companies and doing the breaks off of them for IT hack, or people who are picking niches, picking Patrick's, or caring type entitled people like Ivy Kiraraka who's sitting at Couch Cable playing in my face and needs to be terminated from her job. And saying nobody's going to get fired. Yes, you will. because I want people to understand how far people are narcissistic and agents of saboteur and provocateur. So I want you guys to understand that compassion for ourselves and the integrated passion is leaving a dirty spouse, a nasty narc, a pick-me Patrick, or a person that would set you up for failure, or a pick-me Patrick that's overseas that doesn't like you but mimics everything you do, or mimics all your business models and plays in your face or your federal records. So you understand what I mean by having compassion for yourself and others, but politely putting people in their place. So when we think about all these different things, we think about the shadow has to be integrated. We have to think about the shadow of the former self and those who are shapeshifters in their shadow of their self, and they always mirror you, their good qualities. So when we look in this mirror and we think about a picking Patrick, or Zizai, the elephant, who needs to be terminated from his job and walked out in South America, Venezuela, where he's at. You look in this Gucci mirror, correct? You say to yourself, everything's Gucci. I love this self. I can overcome all the picking Patrick, picking Heisha things. I can overcome all the levels of narcissistic agents of provocateur, saboteur, and people who like to steal things and do all kind of unnecessary, unlawful, illegal levels of provoking and gaslighting every time I have a lie. Then you say to yourself, I love myself and have compassion for a broken individual, a nasty narc and his ex-wife, or a nasty narc and his son who he picks up and does everything for, covers up all his wrongdoing. Those type of narcissistic sociopaths who sit there and interview well. I want you guys to understand the level that you have to suffer through those issues until you undo that codependency or the feeling of want to react to it, but then begin to put them in their proper place, which is put them out on front sheet, and then begin to shame the devil, and the devil may cry. So when we think about all those different things, we recognize them more clearly because we used to have those type of issues because we begin to get up with the reactionary pleas of a narcissist or what we call a toxic agent of saboteur and provocateur. So I wanted you guys to understand how far people are willing to go, especially when they know you're capable. And then when you have people like Toxic Diamond, or you got Toxic Transferring Keeping, who's paying Toxic Diamond to be a narc and a sociopath, and even though she's a terrible mother. Then we have other people just like Bradley Elbert Charles, who's Storm Monroe, Stormisha, Storm Monroe, people who like to steal people's documents or backdrops and play all this in their face and things like that until you catch them in their wrongdoing. And then you put them in their proper place, just like I did earlier today. I want to give you guys those understandings of having compassion for broken people who are miserable and the only life that they have in real life is on their shows and things like that or their platforms, because a bully is going to be a bully no matter what, even if it's a 50-year-old nasty narc cunt or a disgusting, miserable sociopath tieback father who doesn't raise his son right to harass a woman who doesn't like him, doesn't want him. So when we recognize that more clearly, we begin to look at codependency. Do I like these people? No. Do I care for these people? No. Do I feel like they're doing anything but trying to provoke? Yeah. I think they're trying to provoke. They like to gaslight. They like word salad, and I'm not with it. So I'm coming on with it and letting people know that they have to be compassionate for a broken pick-me Patrick, who couldn't keep his marriage together, a chronic cheater, and then a son that's a chronic cheater, abused, a divisive, a sadistic, somatic, nasty narc, and goes back to mommy every time to clean up his mess. A pick-me-sha like that is just a worthless mother who doesn't know how to raise a son right. So when we talk about those levels of those things like that, it's a shame a woman's like that. It's a shame that a woman would come after a child. It's a shame a woman would come after a mother and play in her face and be a bully. So you sometimes have to put bullies in their place, just like I just did. So I want you guys to understand, yes, your compassion has to be far greater for a bully or a harasser or a provoker or agent of provocateur and saboteur. That's why I don't subscribe to these people. And those that I was resubscribed to, because YouTube likes to be shady, I'm going to be unsubscribing and blocking you. So I want people to understand that. In our Yes and Please Do, our Crazy Ghost, our I Am Abundance mindset. Because when a narc says, I'm not going to stop, then guess what? I'm going to stop you at your own game. And then I'm going to pull out all the stops to make sure that your mother's humiliated, your father's humiliated, and all the IP hacks that he's held responsible, arranged, effective immediately for him being at the OWN network. And then on top of that, my other FedEx at the OWN network, and he can get the issue we're looking for in court. So when we talk about all those compassion for those far greater than ourselves, we have to learn that we don't have to have codependency on what they think or their opinions, but you can pay the $4,000 worth of work probably out with Charles Stormisha, Storm Monroe, or you can shut up. And that's what I'm telling you guys. Sometimes you have to let people know, put them in their place, and you put them in their place right there on the same platform that they used to abuse. So I've done that. So let's get into more of this content. So discipline and focus is the main thing here, right? And it's a means of self-love, not a level of harassment, provoking, gaslighting, and bullying that's been done to me, or constantly getting on my lives and doing all the things that were despicable, and, you know, doxing my account when my account was actually suppressed on the Internet. So I want you guys to understand, that's not an example of self-love when somebody's coming after you, bullying you, harassing you, or causing the focus of your life to be you know, veered off to the left, or a spouse that would do that and harass and provoke and gaslight, or others to do that. Those are grounds for a divorce and irreconcilable differences. So if you get to that point, women and men or whatever, if you've got a pick-me-me type of spouse or a pick-me-tactic type of spouse, then you leave that person because they're toxic. And then you get codependent on that person for their love, but their bar keeps being raised higher and higher. So at that point, it's okay to divorce them. It's okay to say, I don't want to be together. It's okay to say that I don't want this relationship. It's okay to say that I will sue you. It's okay to say I will take you to jail over what you're doing. Because I have another IT specialist of mine, Sean Allen Whitfield, that I will get a lawsuit or training order for him because he has the IT background to do this. A man has told on him, and that is IT antics in 2017. So he'll be getting a lawsuit, and he'll be getting a restraining order permanent and a lifetime restraining order on top of that. Someone who gets to know John David Alton will be getting a lifetime restraining order and a lawsuit, and on top of that, he went to the OWN network. So I was going to court over that, and then Ivy Turok and her IT specialist, Ranger G6. And they're not foolery that they did my cell phones and playing the vote gaslight that they've been doing. So there will be a level layer of lawsuits and restraining orders. And then Carlos Elliott in Ohio, who's a corrupt DA over the situation with that, and the investigator over that, and he'll be getting a lifetime criminal restraining order. And I will be suing myself to him because he's also part of the OWN network and Carlos King, the production BS that they did over there. I want you guys to understand what I've been dealing with. So when we talk about Sheriff's Department and corruption there and the antics they did at Scambia County over there at Atlanta APD, so then you understand the levels of removing people from out of your life and putting them in their place, and that's not playing to IT strength while I'm doing my life. So, and then also the Liverpool North that played my federal records and civil records and whatnot, and I don't appreciate it. I would never trust them again, and I would never want them talking to me ever again and keep my name out of his mouth. And I've warned them multiple times, don't play with me anymore because I don't like you. So if you really love your body, you'll take effort to treat it right and exercise and sleep well, but you'll also be dogmatic and disciplined and right in being about that, your pragmatic levels of understanding that, and then removing narcs out of your life, even if you have to shame them, name them, shame them, because they won't stop until you do. So we think about the automatic behaviors, which are not serving us, which is reactionary, or what we call reactive abuse syndrome, or reaction to toxic agents as provocateur, just like Deb and IT that needs to be fired, terminated, walked out, Sam Jackson, and John Carter, and then B and T, and like B, T, and E that stole my cell phone attached out of my house. When I tell you I have a home-based business, I went through all these different things. And I told you guys this before, so I don't want to have to react to all these things, and I'm dealing with a lot of IPS in the Sheriff's Department, and they're picking patches and beating me that like to go windmill, bug you guys, because you can be out on the BMF pages that I had to Google. So there can be levels and layers of reckoning at the Scambia County Sheriff's Department and the Scambia County Police Department, City Police Department, as well as the City of Pensacola and City of Atlanta APD, because all these are overlapping issues and picking each of the picking patches that weren't windmill for their nasty narc son or brother or cousin. Point in time, there's going to be levels and layers of separation, and it's permanent, because when you do this type of stuff over and over again, the person eventually removes their argument and lets it be all told exactly who's doing what and what narc is doing what and what agent of provocateur and saboteur has been doing what, including up to LL and Will. So there's going to be levels of warrants and lawsuits and restraining orders applied, and the cable companies will be sued adequately. That will be AT&T and then also Cox Cable. So by the time I get through suing the brakes off of them for all the IT Act, IP Act, and the provoking the gas fight, and the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, and their antics, and I sit down there to the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, it's going to be levels and layers of reckoning here. So I wanted to make sure you guys understood what I've been going through as a mother, entrepreneur, mompreneur in a home-based business. So why a divorce would be imminent, even if I was found out I was married under duress finding paperwork that I had to sign, that there will be a divorce over irreconcilable differences, technology abuses, provoking gaslighting, setting me up for failure, messing up business, stealing my business models, and yes, I will be suing the brakes off of him, and he'll clean his spot financially, and there is no backing down on that. I'm going to put my foot on his neck financially, and he'll understand what it means not to play with my businesses or steal my business models and think it was funny to set me up and embarrass me and humiliate me like he did, and other narcs who did it, and they need to quit. So that's where we're at with that. So when we think about the vast majority of difficulty lies in a lack of discipline or a lack of focus or constant indulgences, in many cases, advertising social media is the problem, or aggregators of enabling people who are stages of provocateur, chaos, and disorder, which is everything but I am. So when you understand what I am means in Christos, and that's the Greek mythology terminology of that, then we're talking about I am. So heart, I am. And we talk about the all seeing eye, our eternal circle, and we talk about not missing our mark, but that mark in the middle. And then we talk about a level of I am Christos and abundance mindset. And then we think about the pyramid that we build, our foundation of bricks that are thrown at us, and we begin to build on that foundation and behavioral health, emotional health. And then on top of that, the levels and layers of being a person of I am abundance mindset, each one, reach one, teach one, and begin to reach out to our fellow man, fellow woman, and picking them up even when they fall short or they cause you to fall short, like myself, what I mean by understood you. So that means you, me, he, she, we, he, she, it. So we understand that. So in any case scenario, we're looking at a level of really loving our body, our soul, our mind, and our spirit. Then on top of that, effort to treat ourselves right with diet and exercise, adequate sleep, and then also going and getting the help when you need it, when you're dealing with levels of trauma or levels of disorder because of someone else's abusive, divisive behaviors, or finally revealing thyself years later thinking, I'm never going to get caught. I'm going to play in this woman's face. I'm going to play about things that aren't happening. But guess what? It looks like you did happen. It looks like you did crazy make. It looks like you did bully. It looks like you did harass. So that's why they're getting put out in front street, and I don't care nothing about telling who did what. So everybody understands that those Pinky Patrick's Pinkies need the karma and the fate that they're looking for. It won't be me doling it out because I'm of the I am abundance mindset heart. And I look at the eternal circle and eternal love I have for myself and the light that I was born with. Maybe she's born with it. Not like Maybelline, but maybe the light within. And I was taught one thing. I looked at this book, and it was called The Illuminations and the First Testament of the Illuminati. I picked this book up when I was going through a lot of things from my hardship. And I will tell you something. My hardships were necessary but unnecessary. The necessary part was for me to grow. But the unnecessary part was the pick me, toxic levels of abuse and things like that. That was just going too far and too much. But it taught me one thing. You have to have a level of understanding of people who are, what I would say, not lower than me, but not functioning as well as me, and the levels and layers of how strong that I am to sit there and deal with the level that we're having to combat all of this for 10 years, 12 years, and 15 years overlapping, and then 4 years political, punitive abuse, and psychology, and overlapping cases that arise from all of that. But when I tell you, you have to rise up like Georgia, and you have to learn how to rise up and rise above a person, a toxic shamer, toxic blamer, a sociopath, a pathological narcissist, a pick-me-isha, a pick-me-catcher, passive aggressive people, people who like to sit up there and set people up for failure, especially when they know you're strong and you're capable of dealing with that. But just because you're strong does not mean you deserve the abuse, the toxic people that come into your life. And I wanted to make sure that everybody has a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and a miracle counselor, how that grossly negatively affected me. Because my profession is to talk about these different things, but my profession, I never thought that I would talk about my real life. And with that, I want you guys to understand in a brand re-rollout and dealing with toxic shamers, toxic blamers, and people who are a tribe of toxic people who need to be shunned and shamed a bit and put in their proper place, then you have to understand a lot of people are going by likes and subscribers. They're not going by, am I really liked in real life? If the only people that like me in real life are people online, then you're a pretty sad person. I've got a lot of people that I know. I know well over 2,800 people or more, plus all over the world, that people know me from other people or in passing or when I was a promoter for clubs, when I, before I got sick. And when I tell you that there's a lot of people that know me, but they don't know me. When I tell you that there's a level of everywhere I go, my name good everywhere. When I say I got family all over the place, baby had a lot of kids. So baby, I'm one of baby kids. We like the children of the corn. Baby also produced a lot of kids. So when we talk about all those different things, we think about nothing really beats meditating on self-love and self-efficacy and self-care and raw emotion. So I gave you my raw, authentic self, whether good, bad, ugly, or anything like that in between. And then on top of that, the professional practice for most people is to want to really attain a mastery of self-love, self-efficacy, and getting away from imposter syndrome, which we talked about that before. And that's feeling like you don't feel qualified to do what you do when you are more than qualified and more than competent in doing so. I went through that. I went through that with dealing with a bad relationship, toxic, true love, scam relationship, an exploiting relationship, and it hurt me. It did. But at the end of the day, that hurt only made me stronger because I realized hurt people. Broken people break people. Miserable, toxic people like to put their toxicity on other people, but blame them for having a reasonable reaction to their toxicity or their agent of provocateur or what we call saboteur. So when we're filling them with energy and love and directing an object towards ourselves, we have to think about a person who is a pick-me-isha, pick-me-catchering, or a person who is very emotionally violent, but they're able to interview well. Then we think about that in that sense. So organization and cleanliness. We think about cleanliness as next to godliness. So during this whole entire ordeal, I've been working on getting my home-based business together where it needs to be at. So when people come into my home office or I, you know, get to where everything's at and I'm being booked and busy the way I really want to be, and people come in to sit on the couch and things like that, and we sit down and talk about everything as a life coach and a health coach, wellness coach, marital counselor, and divorce counselor. I'll be getting my certification here soon. As I got my life coach certification and my health and wellness certification, I wanted you guys to understand why I did that. Because I never wanted to say have somebody say, oh, she's not qualified. I never want somebody to look at my skin color and say, oh, she's not qualified. I don't want somebody to look at me, even though I'm mixed black and white, I took on black coloring, so I identify as black. And I got treated as black in my lifetime as the injustice that I went through. So with that being said, if I had to tell somebody, oh, I've got a white family member and several white family members since, people would have been like, oh, she's black. But when I was in New Jersey, I passed Hispanic because I look like a dark-skinned Dominican or dark-skinned Cuban, Puerto Rican. So up here, it's different. But when I tell you in the South the levels of how things are and you have to prove your worth and yourself because your skin color matters instead of your smarts, your I am, your ability to do your job and to the best of your integrity and entirety, a lot of times in the South, you have a lot of racism and you have a lot of people who are proud to be like that. That's just not what I do. I don't like racism, and I don't believe that you have to go through all that kind of stuff in order to go show that you're qualified. And then when we're dealing with Pitney Patrick's and Pitney Isha's or people like that, people who will cause you to have layers of things happen and whatnot, and we're talking about levels and layers of provoking and gaslighting and BS like that, we're talking about a level of I am abundance mindset and having the ability to continue to focus and do what we have to do. So, like I told you guys, it's a lot of technical things going on, and I'll be handling that with Cop Table and AT&T, and I'll be suing them. I can guarantee the IT specialist involved and also the Sheriff's Department involved will be getting that lawsuit, and there will be an inquiry, a federal investigation, and I've already called the Department of Justice about it. So anyway, with that being said, let's get back to the talk. So when we talk about coloring and we talk about levels of racism, we also have people who do not like to see a black woman in power or rising to power. I've been dealing with that a lot in Escambia County. I've been dealing with a lot with that in Georgia and Atlanta. And there's a lot of people who do not like black women who are smart, qualified, and capable of doing their job, up to including having a piss-poor, nasty spouse or a nasty IT specialist fiancé or disgusting, provoking, gaslighting, emotionally abusing, toxic, disgusting, miserable acquaintance. But when we have those levels and layers of dad, then there's a level and layer of laying it all out there and letting it be what it is. I went through all that. So once you guys understand the level of organizing, of being cleanliness and godliness, and sometimes it means cleaning house and divorcing a narc, or not marrying a sociopath or pathological abuser or a Pitney Patrick or a disgusting, miserable sociopath who's jail-guarded, miserable, and will do anything to make a woman look bad. So with that being said, that's the reason why I do not ever want to be married. That's the reason why I would never want to walk down the aisle. That's the reason why I would give a man back his ring and tell him, I never want to see you, I never want to be with you ever, because you're a toxic person and you like to provoke and gaslight. You like to get a reaction out of someone who doesn't want to be with you anyway. And there's not enough money to make me ever forgive you for what you've done. So when we talk about those different things, it's very therapeutic and should serve to clean the mind, the body, the soul, and spirit. And it also puts us in a safe place in a clean, organized environment, including to move out of a poisonous environment, including up to a terroristic environment or a very bad environment, as to including horrific levels of emotional abuse from neighbors or terrorism from neighbors, like I had to deal with Kenyatta, Linda, Archie, Linwood, and then Larry next door to call me all kind of bees and this, that, and the other. And then on top of that, they like to cop call, tell lies, and provoke and gaslight. And the police department told them and encouraged them to do that all these years. And then my Pitney Patrick ex and his father that did that, the IT specialist down there at the Sheriff's Department. And then on top of the other ex that worked at the city police department. So it's multi-perpetrator, multi-district, multi-state level of torts between Georgia, Florida, and California, and New York. So when we think about all these different things, you have to put yourself in a safe, clean environment, but also making sure if you can't leave from the environment due to COVID or things like that, that you go and deal with the levels of abuse, torment, provoking, agent saboteur, provoking, and gaslighting that's going on right now, even through my life. So that's the reason why I'll be talking with Cox Cable and doing the breaks off of them, because I'm not going to deal with this anymore. And then I dealt with it with Dish Network. I dealt with that with ABS monitoring. I dealt with that with Level of Vivint and things like that. So I'll be doing the breaks off of you guys, Zeke Allison, Freaky Zeke D. Allison, Venezuela, where he's hidden at. And he needs to be extradited to the United States, or he needs to go over there to Soundtrack Road, where his Marmaduke wife is at, and knock down their doors and take him up out of there and take his computers and seize them. And then get his son, John David Allison, that's over there in L.A., ask him, Teddy, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery, Joe Nathan. We did a Joe Splatnika's husband. So we just need to really get this nipped in the bud. And then Deb, who's over there, and Deb Ops up there in New York, and get her behind terminated. And then on top of that, Sam Jackson, and then LL and others, and Will, that want to play these narco games. I told you I'm not playing anymore. So the Pitney Isha over there as Council C-22, Ivy Taroff, she needs to be terminated, fired, walked out, and Ranger T-6 who asked for news to my daughter. Both of them were in my daughter's inbox on WhatsApp and Keith. So I'm ready to go and see the breaks off of each and every last one of them, because they seem to not want to stop, so I'm going to stop them in their tracks. So with that being said, you also want to rid yourself of any toxic relationships or toxic associations or toxic tribe members. So what you have to do in a toxic relationship in a home or workplace, and this is my workplace, so I have to address these things at the helm. So with that being said, while we become angry and livid, you have to improve your argument. So y'all understand that means I have learned how to master the art of being calm and the majesty of being calm and putting people in their place as it's happening, and then continue to still do my presentations to the best of my integrity and entirety. So with that being said, a lot of fear-mongering and shameful people or who like to shame you or try to block your energy of love are those type of people that I just called out, like Monica Tumor Allison, All About the Tea, and then you terminate her account and her also presentations on YouTube. And then on top of that, YouTube needs to stop being shady and suggesting people I don't like, including Storm Monroe, Tasha Transvania TV, and then on top of that, Marcus Wiley, who Tasha Transvania TV, he had followed me on my account, and then Nikki, who has talks to Trevina Kibi on her payroll, and that's the same reason why I told you I'm calling them all out, because I'm sick and tired of all of them, and I want all of their back channels terminated, including Meek at Night, and then Lovely Chai, and several others who were involved in all the narcissistic bullery on YouTube before I sued the brakes off of YouTube. So that's what I meant by IC sex was provoking gaslighting BS, and when I unsubscribed, then I'm resubscribed to their crap, and I don't like their back channels either. So that's maybe the reason why I was still subscribed to them. So I want all their back channels found by their IP address, and then terminate them, then walk them out, and then demonetize their account so they can't make another dime for all their pet picking Patrick Picknesia antics. Does anybody else want to keep playing with me or playing word salad on YouTube? I'm just asking for a friend. Because I'm at the time and place of fed up with the times that YouTube be buffoonery, and I'm not beefing with anybody, and anybody that goes to my personal federal records like Toxic Diamond, get her back channel, get all of them, all four of them, and you terminate her channel, including up the Storm Rose back channel, all of them, and find them, and then get them a federal investigation, civil lawsuit, criminal lawsuit, and restraining orders, and put them in their proper place, and that is offline. If you want to be a terrorist and a bully, then bully somebody else who's not going to fight back, because I will. I just did. So when we're talking about this, while we're feeling some level of angry or we're feeling a level of fearful or ashamed for what people have done to us, we have to learn to embrace all of that because people wouldn't come after you if you weren't so strong. What I mean by you is you mean everybody else is sent through bullying, provoking, gaslighting. And then if you're a home-based business and dealing with a level of domestic terrorism, emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying in your neighborhood, then on top of that, on behalf of a wealthy, well-connected white narc, black narc, and another narc who's involved in all this, then you have a level of taking Patrick to an escalation level. So I want you guys to feel positive about negative emotions and begin to address them, but address them appropriately. So I'm practicing the art of staying calm while someone's doing that while I'm doing my live. So that's why this IT specialist will be terminated from this job. And I don't care if you're a federal agent. I want you terminated and walked down the handcuffs. And then I want a federal investigation for all your disciplinary and your antics. And then I want you removed. If I find that you're a cop, then I'm outside of that. Then I want you terminated as a CEO. And then I want you walked out in handcuffs. And then I want you shamed and shunned. I mean that. And this is for my Fed exes, Jason and Jonathan. And then the other one, if I find out you're a Fed, then I'm going to have you terminated from your job and your pension taken from you as in restitution for all the years of loss that I had. And anybody else that wants to play in my face, you can get that issue too. Does anybody else have any questions so far? I didn't think so. I'm trying to make sure that my lives are more safe and more streamlined and things like that, so I don't have to talk about this anymore, and I'm fed up with it. So all these narcissists need to stop. So get Ivy Jarrock terminated, get Ranger G6 terminated, because they also asked for names in my daughter's WhatsApp and cheek and scared her and sat there and did that. So that Mr. Harris's son, the blonde-haired little guy. And so we do know a lot of people who know people, and they know Jonathan David Allison, you guys, Zeke Allison's son, Freaky Zeke D. Allison on the BMF cases, and then that's a kinetic and a copeland that's down there in Miami, and also in L.A. with his new sweat. I'm not playing more games anymore. And the Monica, but All About Steve, they need to terminate her account, all of them, and get Marcella, and then get all of them that want to sit there and play about slating someone. I do have a dragon tattoo, and yes, I am going to go and push Bishop over the ledge with that. So don't you ever say you're going to slay a dragon and just slay your career. I want everybody to understand how far they've gone with all their pick-me-catcher, pick-me-nesia. So I want you go, guys, connect the dots and how far they went with all of that. So I want them all terminated alpha there. So, with that being said, I don't have a problem with Flex. I have a problem with all the rest of them, except for Marcella and Flex. They're all right, and Schoolboy. But I have a problem with Monica, and I want to terminate it. And I want the whole show taken, because I'm fed up with it. I'll sue the brakes off of them for defamation of character, libel, slander, and the picnic tractor stuff, and they called her a bully on there. So that's what I meant by multi-perpetrator, multi-district levels of that. So when we think that, we have to understand a positive or negative and feeling positive about negative emotions at the same time. If you're fearful or you're not feeling loved or you're feeling ostracized or you're feeling like you're being isolated, picked on, bullied, harassed, tell somebody. Whether you like it or not, tell somebody. Then on top of that, you have to look at however this is an added benefit if you manage to generate the loving emotions in the midst of turmoil, chaos, and disorder. And then on top of that, a depression, a crisis that can manifest from that or anxiety that manifests from that and begins to go to that to a long-time level of mastery, self-mastery, of what I call the art and the majesty of staying calm even though you're mad. So then on top of that, you need to practice being a loving person and loving yourself. And understand that some people will never love you. Some people will never like you. Some people will always hate on you. And those people that I addressed about all this stuff are the people who did all that. And I thank you for all the bricks that you threw at me, but I just threw a big boulder and just pushed a whole boulder down your glass house that y'all live in. So not only are y'all narcs, toxic people, but you're miserable, broken people who have the audacity to have my name in your mouth, but you won't call my name, but I called yours. So that shows you that I'm not going to be bullied by anybody. You got the right one. So So we rid ourselves of toxic relationships or toxic associations by calling it out for what it is, letting it go after that, and moving on. So that's what I've done. So moving on into the other part of that is being compassionate and kind. So we have to learn that some of us are compassionate and kind naturally. I am, but I'm a super empath. All right, I am asking. But at the end of the day, as an Asperger syndrome high-functioning person, I have mastered my emotional deficit. It is not easy because I had to deal with a lot of toxic shame, toxic blame, bullying, and people who are critical of myself. But I had to look at it. I'm like, are you even perfect? Are you even a decent person? Do I even like you? Is your opinion even relevant? Like, no. Like, no. So I had to think about it. See, you're a loser. You know, it's like, whatever, loser, time two. And I'm like, you're just a whole loser. So I was like, okay. So let me just move from the loser table and go to the winner circle, the breadwinner circle, and say to myself, you know what? I can love myself hard. And I don't worry about who loves me and who does not. Because everybody who does love me still follows me. And I've had everybody who stayed with me, thank you so much. I appreciate all of you. And even the white boy that stayed with me through all this, and the white boy who stayed with me through all this, thank you hard. I appreciate you guys. And that helped me understand that there's a level of aspects of our inner love, self-love, I am abundance mindset, and our Christos, our ability to love ourselves and our endeavors and continue to rise above it and rise up. So in the next module is the complexity and psychology of self-esteem. So we have to talk about this in a level of understanding that our self-esteem can be affected by what other people do. So assessing self-esteem can be quite problematic. Here's the reason why. When you got problematic people in your life, we're talking about level of psychiatry and psychology here. And I'm not a psychiatrist just yet. I will be going to school, back to school to be a medical doctor and do my apprenticeship fast track program to become a forensic psychiatrist psychologist so I can diagnose and treat. So as of right now, I don't diagnose or treat. What I do is what I do as an MA and things like that. I sit there and assess, and then as a therapy personnel interim gap as a life coach, I don't diagnose, but I can recognize things and I can go talk to the doctor and have them do a overlapping level of advisory role and diagnosis and treatment, but I help with the treatment plan to coordinate your health and the things that you guys need, mental health and emotional health, behavioral health. I want you guys to understand what my job is right now and then what my job will be going to as a medical doctor to assess you psychologically. So assessing the self-esteem as problematic, and then as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, and a marital counselor, even at that, I go see a counselor because of this one reason alone. I wanted to be present for you all. I sincerely wanted to be present for all of my clients and clientele. I've been through so much damage, emotional, psychological, that it did something to me and it changed me. I was becoming angry, becoming upset, and I was becoming livid, and it was outward seeping out like, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 you see me. But I had to get to a point of contention and say to myself, I want to be able to live. I do not want my health deteriorating so bad that I'll end up dead from being so angry and grief-stricken. You know, because I was like, why? You know, at one point in time, and beep, 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 why? You know, and at one point in time, I just had to get from the why to just stop crying. And at that point, there was a level and layer of, and I want to cry about it, but I'm not going to because I don't want you guys to see me cry anymore. I'm so proud of myself. But there's a level and layer of animosity I had so deep, and I was angry because I was being went after online. I was being humiliated, tormented online. My lives were unsafe. And it was just like every time I turned around, it was a picky Patrick, picky antic. My accounts were getting doxxed. I was getting provoked and gaslit. And I was like, why me? You know? Then I said, why not me? I'm strong. I'm capable. I am who I am. I am a very, very good woman. I'm a very loving woman. I'm a good mother. I'm a good girlfriend. I'm a good fiance. I'm a good future wife. So at the end of the day, if I have to leave someone and if I find out under duress I'm married to this person because I signed documents under duress, then I'm getting a divorce and I'm going to move on. I'm going to meet somebody who deserves me, and I deserve better. I deserve somebody who supports me in my career and my endeavors and my goals. I deserve a person who loves me in every which way there is, who loves my, what, all my worst and my second hand call. Yes, that is. Although my draw calls sank. But I'm just telling you. I just want you guys to understand, we all have those days where we just be like, you know, scratch the tip, be like, ooh, need to take a shower. You know what I'm saying? So when we think about all that, I will think that that love part, that that love will find me, but it's not obsessive attraction love, but a true love that's going to be able to understand me, intelligently lead me, help me to grow as a woman, help me to pick up that baggage. Not that, why? You know what I'm saying? So I want you guys to understand I don't want to be in that mode anymore. I want to be at least healing. And getting to a place of healing takes a lot of talking about this until you can no longer cry. And I'm getting there. It's not easy because sometimes I take it to the instant that it happened. And I want you guys to understand that, that there's a moment of basis throughout the days that we're reminded of things. And that's that triggering effect. And we have people out there in this world that go out their way to trigger us, who get off on triggering people because they're manipulators, they're broken, they're miserable, they're nasty, they're evil. Those people that I address and I don't have any respect for any longer because they crossed the line they can't come back from. And I would never work for them or work with them. Because anybody that talks it in that shameful and that audacity to do that to someone you don't even know, then don't speak to me. In passing, don't ever see me and ever speak to me because I will never even speak to you. I will snub you. Because when people gain a lot from their abusive, divisive behavior, what goes up must come down. And I want you guys to understand that. Does that mean that I'm perfect? Did I ever act right all the time? No, of course not. How could I act right in a situation like that when I'm being went after in every area and layer of depth there is? So we think about the moment and the basis throughout the day. It's often related to a role or a function, okay? So think about this. We have millions of dollars while battling social anxiety, depression, and mental health, correct? When we're thinking about general anxiety disorder and we're thinking about a level layer of depression that can lead to bipolar disorder or other disorders, that pick me issue with wanting to talk about, but my doctor threw underneath the bus because I haven't been bipolar. They always have construed Asperger's on two different spectrums. They could be on bipolar, it can look bipolar. If your manufacturing provoking gas plate will look like that, or it can look like you are a level and layer of what they call schizophrenic, schizoaffective. If somebody's good at manufacturing and just terrorizing and destroying your life. I had exes that sat there and destroyed my life, but they were working for the police department. So you understand where the doctors were not capable of doing a proper diagnosis or anything like that, because guess what? I was going through a level of manipulation, provocation, and then levels of posturation around here and the terrorism that they did, and they benefited from it. So how could the police department do their job, and how could the doctors do their job and properly diagnose? So therefore, when I found out in 2016 that I'm only autistic, you know, I was like, well, dang, I already knew that since I was growing up. So, you know, I am autistic, and my mom never let me really truly know, but she let me know that there were some delays in my developmental stages when I was growing up. So when we talk about levels of that, that's okay to know because we had an open adoption. But yes, there were things that you have to be documented as a child. And then growing up, the doctors would have to track me as an adult or a teenager to have a proper diagnosis. So the pick me issue got thrown underneath the bus because the doctor's so smart, he used reverse psychology. He knew I would go on social media. And so I said something about it. So the pick me issue wanted to talk about a misdiagnosis, misdocumentation, and she got caught. So hard to the doctors. I want you guys to understand that when your own therapist say, I believe you, and I'm going to help you out of this situation, the doctors were strategic in that, and they threw it to Tanisha underneath the bus while she was playing about parenting classes and all these different things. She's now going to be getting a lawsuit, and she's also going to be getting a criminal investigation and a restraining order. And maybe that will help her shut up and stop playing games. So with that being said, that is a level of karma. And like I said, karma is a B. Make sure that B is beautiful. So don't ever have anybody call me B's. This, that, and the other, or terrorizing, lying to cops, and things like that while your ex-husband and yourself were involved in all this, and the cover-up for your son. So I want everybody to understand that. So others are excellent at dating or relationships, but sometimes some of us are not, but awful at work or awful at relationships and dating and work at the same time because we're dealing with agents of provocateur, chaos and disorder, on and offline, social media, and then on top of that, allowing to battle anxiety and depression that can come from dealing with these type of people. That's why you see me turn off. So a lot of times I'll turn offline. I'll get offline real quick, especially when it's too much. I'm like, you know what? Mom, the timeline's acting up again. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like when you see that commercial where they're like, Mom, he's acting up again. So this is the same thing with the whole marriage and things like that. Oh, God, he's acting up again. Time to divorce. So when we think about that, the person's perception of him or herself, and that means ourself, you, me, he, she, we, he. So when we think about that, we think of him or herself in that particular field and that mindset. So we're talking about assessing the mind and the self-esteem and self-efficiency. And it can be quite problematic when you're dealing with other layers of toxic things. So in that self-esteem from our attachment to something or some people or organizational attachment or things like that. But when the organization itself is not poisonous, but the people who are there who are very, very toxic, then you have to isolate the incident down to the organization. You do it to the people. So you begin to pull out the people amongst the ranks who have no business there leading, who have no business there doing any instruction. Those are the people that I'm pointing out
people who have no business having a platform abusing people. So with that being said, that's why I pulled out these people from these ranks and put it there in front of you guys for you guys to understand how sometimes you have to, in an HR mindset or I am abundance mindset or a level illuminated mindset, shed some light on the dark clouds or the people who are the shadow of their former self who are not fully together, but they're broken, miserable people who interview well, but they do a lot of toxic shame, toxic blame, and then victim shame, victim blame until they get called out. Then they want to backtell and pussy pop like they didn't do it. What do you mean? Just what I said you did. So when we think about all those different things, we think about the disappointment, and that stems from attachment to something. I don't have attachment to wanting to be around a toxic tribe of people. I don't have an attachment to wanting to be in a marriage any longer if it no longer serves me. Then on top of that, I would never want to be in a marriage that a husband would sabotage or sabotage my business or my practice. So when we think about all these different things, we think, for example, Chef Mate Tate Barrett and his status as a wonderful cook. But we think about Agent of Chaos and Provocateur. What if he had somebody in the kitchen who was sabotaging his cooking? What would happen if somebody sat there and sabotaged you on TV and did that live? How would you feel about that? What if it was your own wife? Would you want to stay married to her? Or would you say, you know what, wife, you don't want to see me be successful. You know what, I'm going to divorce you because on grounds of that you continue to sabotage my presentation. You continue to sabotage my cooking show. So at that point in time, you guys understand why I would divorce a man over that, or I would never get engaged to a man who would do that kind of narcissistic foolery to me. So then you would be like that chef disappointed in the food, just as you would be disappointed in the person you're with. And having a level of self-love, self-esteem, and self-efficiency to say, I deserve better. So you know what? It's time to divorce. Time to pay for work and leave me alone. So when we think about it, the chef will be very unhappy compared to somebody who does not cook and for a living. So same thing with somebody who does life coaching for a living and you egregiously messing up my brand rollout and my reputation and damaging it and causing the layer of grounds of I'm divorcing you because you messed up my economic and my ability to make money. And then you also sat there and damaged me and made me look stupid in front of everybody internationally, nationally on a live platform. So therefore, I want out of this marriage and miserable situation and any toxic level of association with someone who wants to marry me, you will not be getting married to me and I will absolutely leave you and I will sue you for emotional damage and restitution for all of what you did because you have no right to have done this or interviewed people and have them participating in the bullying harassment that you did. So you cross a line you can't come back from. I don't want you around me because you're a red flag to me. So when we think about that, we think about the disappointment. The same applies to any person who's proud of the role of he or she is doing. So nobody should be allowed to shame or an agent provocateur, a chaos and disorder, create a level of animosity, hostility, and mess up someone's presentations as well as how it's been done to me. So I want you guys to understand that from that standpoint, but to also grow from it and not be angry anymore. As you can see, I've stayed calm through the entire time and all the provocation antics. I will be addressing that, and I will continue to document it through the agencies that I've been talking to about all of it. So we all these inquiries can be done, and these people can be put in their place and fired and terminated. So when we think about why self-love on another level, because self-love, just as we talked about those positive affirmations earlier today, because self-love is something of a level and layer of understanding thyself, the shadow of the former self that we learned versus the I am self when we were first born with our DNA that we have. That's our programmatic, our schematics, our I am, that crystals that we were born with, our inner light, our illuminated I am one. So when we think about all that, we think about the level of self-love is on another level. Then we think about the identification. Our validation stems from what others think, and sometimes that can be our damaging downfall, is wanting to be liked, wanting to be loved, codependency of other people and tribe. So when we think about a tribe, is your tribe toxic, or is your tribe a level of illuminated, light-filled, orchestrated out of fear not, trust the process and follow the light and fear not type of people? Or are we having a level of toxic agents and provocateur and foolishness who are not of the light but frauds of the light? So when we think about all those different things, we think about positivity is, however, in of itself, temporary if it's dependent or codependent on a like or a retweet or who we post to be. So when I went through the levels of toxic shame, toxic blame, I had to ride through it. Now, at first, was I ethically failing at that? Yeah, I was, because it hurt me. It hurt me to my soul because I was like, dang, what's wrong with you? What did I do to you? So at that point, it's even at that level, the positivity was temporary because I kept trying. I'm like, you know what? Stop that. Beep, 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 beep. You got me messed up. Beep, beep, beep. Like that. So after a while, it's like, you know what? I'm tired of this. Beep, beep, beep. You got me messed up. I'm tired of you. Tired of all y'all. So at that point, I'm like, you know what? Y'all can leave. But I'm going to put my foot on your neck. Today, tomorrow, the next day, you quit. So at that point, when I had somebody like 2 or 3 weeks ago, come on here, come on, I'm never going to stop, I'm not going to quit, I was like, yeah, you are. I'm going to make you quit. So I did. So my life has been fairly safe here, and I'm glad because it makes me feel better. And when I'm doing my presentations with you guys, I want to have good shows. and I appreciate all of you who've been making my life much safer. Thank you for the Guardians of the Galaxy Online who started reporting these issues and started getting ready those accounts. I appreciate it because it made social media a lot better for me. Now, do I still take time and detox on social media? Heck yeah, because I don't need that extra information. I just only put out vital information here and there. That's why I told you about the Vital Information Show. So with that, we have to learn a level of self-love is non-dualistic and constant. And then on top of that, once you practice it, it becomes a habit. So we're talking about habit changes and building self-esteem. So last but not least, in the last part of this, I want you guys to understand there's no set routine for building self-esteem. While scientific studies have shown that confirm the benefits of having high self-esteem, self-efficacy, and resiliency. So when I told you we're going to go through this in the next 10-day session, it's being able to understand the self, loving the self, self-esteem, and understanding that before we get into the next part in the next module. And then it's complex and multifaceted in of that self. That's why I said it's problematic and piecing it together unless you get all the nuts and bolts and the nuts and berries that come with it. And then on top of that, this is where each human being is complex and a level of multifaceted. So that's where when we go to levels of trauma therapies and levels of going to therapy with a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, and also a life coach, health coach, we have to assess you and begin to understand where do we need to work with you best. Where and what part are you struggling with? Is it behavioral health? Is it mental health? Or is it a combination of both? Or is it a level of trauma therapies or trauma-informed and getting to understand what your trauma narrative is so we can pull all the junk and the parts out and the sepsis that is poisoning our system and getting the lethal levels of sepsis of those people's personality flaws, their brokenness out of you and beginning to go to the Christos, I am abundance mindset and beginning to go and say it's time for a change. It's time for me to be able to heal. It's time for me to be ready to change my habits that allow me to be codependent on someone for my self-esteem or self-efficacy or resiliency factors. So with that being said, I've always been a resilient person because even my doctors are like, can I study you? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, how do you stand every day and dealing with this? I was like, I had to. I didn't have a choice because I had to be strong for my daughter. She didn't need to see me break down, but she's seen it one time, and I almost lost her because of this kidney issue and kidney Patrick, and I will be suing the brakes off them for over 12 years ago for the mess that they caused and created, and they need to be going to jail for that. So I'm not ashamed to say that I had to go through a lot of things because they sat there and did this agent of provocateur foolishness and how dare that sticky he should play in my face about things that she and her husband orchestrated and her son orchestrated. They deserve to rot in jail. I don't care how long it takes. I hope they get justice for that. Whether I do, if it's street justice or not any street justice or justice for real. I'm not worried about it because the best revenge is success. So I'm trying to be a success after all of this, even though it's been very embarrassing, humiliating, and toxic in the nature of me being angry and upset. I want you guys to understand that everybody has room for improvement. So I've been doing that, and y'all watched me practice that. So I wanted to show you what coaching does for you and what coaching does by coaching myself and also being coached before and having people say sometimes everybody needs somebody sometimes and sometimes reach out, each one. Get and see somebody. Go and get the help. It's okay to see someone. It's okay to go and say the body remembers, and you're remembering everything, and you're still in that moment when it first happened. So I had to learn all of these different things and then study myself and love myself, know my worth. So I want you guys to understand that. So the same thing is with it getting in another relationship. Do I really want to get in another relationship? No, not really, because this really scarred me to the point that I would never want a relationship again. I would never want to be married again. But I had to think to myself, would I be missing out on the love of my life? Would I be missing out on a man that loves me? Probably. Would I be missing out on pregnancies I could have? Would I be missing out on having a person who might absolutely adore me, everything falls and all? Would I be actually missing out on giving my daughter a father finally that's there for her? So, you know, I got to think about it. I was like, maybe one day I'll change my mind, but it takes a lot of work. It'll take a person that understands. A person who gets it, a person who understands the tears and the harm and the hurt and the levels of anger and upset that I have. And then on top of that, levels of layers of going to couples therapy, because I would suggest any man that I'm with, let's go to that. And God is a provider. Expect overflow and abundance. And that's what I had to get to a point of. And, you know, I don't want to sit up here and preach, but it took an act of God. It took an act of God to keep me calm. It took an act of Congress, literally, to keep me from falling apart. Let me calm myself so I don't cry, because I want to be strong enough to do this without crying. It's hard. It's hard to still not be angry, to hold on to it. But the anger is killing me. Okay. The anger and animosity is killing me. Just like a poisonous house, a nation unit, a poisonous people, a poisonous environment, it's killing me. So the scientific studies of this is to begin to focus on what is hurting and building or not building self-esteem. There's no set routine for building self-esteem. I want you all to know that. But there is a level of scientific studies that confirm the benefits of learning to master self-esteem, self-efficacy, getting past imposter syndrome, and believing in yourself. It took a lot of rebuilding my mind. It took a lot of breaking down. It took an I am abundance mindset and pillars of I am for me to get there. My mother taught me I am when I was little to look in the mirror and say I am somebody. Say I am a beautiful woman. Say I am a beautiful young girl. I am going to turn into a beautiful young lady. I am going to be somebody. I am somebody. With that being said, she's my hardest learned teacher. But she's taught me how to love. Taught me things that I need to have so I can grow even when she's not here. I don't want to speak that into existence, but I want my mommy here the rest of my life. But I know that's not viable and that can't happen. But as mommy, call her mommy. Yes, I'm grown, and yes, I call her mommy. I dare you pick on me about it. I don't have mommy issues. I love my mother. She gets on my nerves. I know I told all that. But let me tell you something. I had to be strong, like a man. And I had to learn how to master the art of being calm. I had to learn how to deal with psychological abuse, torment, provoking, gaslight, and bullying from people that were supposed to say that they loved me. That includes two friends I dated. Are people that I was around, she thought that I thought they were not exploiters, that I thought were decent, that I thought cared about me, that I thought actually gave a damn, but they never did. And I learned that. That's a hurtful feeling. But the lessons in the I am abundance mindset, the Christo I am illuminated one, I began to look at that and say to myself, let me take the lesson in this. What lesson did I learn? What did I learn about myself to continue to be that strong girl I was, to do the girl I am, to the woman I am. I'm getting to know this woman who I am versus the girl who I was. It's a beautiful but ugly experience. I will tell you something. Had I not picked up my testament, had I not learned how the world is, I think I would be going around and around in circles. I think I would still be angry more than I am now. At this point, I'm more in a grief stage and calm grief. The grief that hurts in your soul, but you're feeling it in your bones. I had to learn to get through that grief and begin to go get trauma therapy because my doctor actually suggested it. So I'll be doing a lot of EMDR and a lot of DBT and DBT dialectical brain training and cognitive brain training for myself so I can be present for you all. So I wanted you guys to understand that because I don't want to be with my clients and not making sure that I'm presently here for you guys and listening. So with that being said, I felt better about it when I saw a therapist in one of my support groups online who sat there and was like, I'm a therapist and I go see a psychiatrist psychologist because I want to be present for my clients. And I thought, how amazing is that for a doctor to say, I do this because I need to be able to think correctly and be able to help manage someone else. But I've got to manage my toxic life for the toxic spouse because the person was going through a divorce with their spouse and their spouse was doing everything to drive them up the wall. So that person went to see a doctor and a therapist. And I was like, wow, you know what? So it inspired me to really just say, you know what? It's okay to be a paraprofessional. Even professionals sometimes need help. Sometimes they have to go to a professional outside of their profession and be managed too. So I want you guys to understand that it's important to go look into mental health that way. And even though I feel like the poster child for mental health, I want you guys to understand that I never wanted to be that poster child, but I wanted to break the chains and the stigma of it so that you guys understand that even us professionals can break. Some of us break down. Some of us have been forced into breakdowns. They try to take me, Patrick, take me, issues of bullying, harassment, tormenting, domestic terrorism. And I find an oath to defend against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I do just that every day in my I am abundance mindset. And I adhere to my oath, whether I have a signed one or not. So I want you guys to understand that and the benefits of being unable to provide a standardized means of self-esteem, but a framework of how self-esteem is supposed to work and how we're supposed to go forward in our Christos illuminated one, I am for short. And then on top of that, our DNA that we're programmed with to go back to our I am abundance mindset, our illuminated one that we're born with. So we're all born with that in our chakra, our pineal gland, our DNA that runs through our blood, through our veins. So this is because each human being is very complex and multifaceted, like I said, but science understands almost nothing about the human being, the human species, and perceives his or her reality as a level of associates with the past and the present, and then our future. So we cannot go turn back the sands of time, such like that song by Cher. I wish I could turn back time. You know what I'm saying? So when we think about this, you cannot turn back time. You can only move forward. And the future present value of the I am illuminated, Christos illuminated one mindset is to move forward in self-love and self-efficacy and a level of self-care and abundance mindset and of all that. So when we think about this, it's not made by any inroads, whatever side whatsoever in the dream of sleep, but the realm of its significance of self-esteem, self-love, self-efficacy. So many of the products and services designed to help and help self-esteem and many of the opposite effects of the stated purpose. That's why I said everybody's not qualified to lead in that area or be a guru unless you begin to learn the mastery of and the art of presentation and the art of being able to guide and lead in that. It does not mean that I'm the best person out there. It doesn't mean I'm a Dalai Lama or anything like that, but I want to present as the authentic true self so that you guys can get and understand what it's like. So I took a high risk of presenting to you guys authentically on my social media, but thank you so much for those of you who rode with me the entire time for this documentary of what's been going on so that you guys can understand that it's even hard for a professional to deal with that, even in true life and real life. And it's been very hard. It's been very disheartening. It's been very heartbreaking. So the book, Thriving After Grief or Grief After Thriving, I want you guys to understand that that was one of my best body of works that I'll be finishing up and writing for you guys. I already did a level of motivation for Destination Motivation, Team World Online, for you guys to get that book, and that is a Team World Motivation book, and then the other one is Art of Mastering a Narcissist and the Aftermath of Being with a Narcissist. So those are the three completed books already. So there will be another set of books, and that will be my 5 sets of books that you'll be able to get. Plus, you'll be able to get this level of self-love and a handbook on all of that so that you guys can get the understanding of all that and to help you guys begin to start having levels and layers of things to help guide you. So when you want to read the material, you'll get that. And I have a bunch of material to put online for you all. So give me some time and give me some strength and give me the ability to heal from all this. You'll be getting all this stuff online and you'll be able to buy the books and things like that. And hopefully you guys get and the I Am Abundance mindset, the Christos mindset, get some Christos and the Illuminated One mindset, short for I Am, and begin to think of yourself as I Am somebody, agape love, I Am namaste, I Am calm, I Am healing, I can do this, I Am capable. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand the last part of this, and then I'll wrap this up. There are products and services out there that existentially let us see how to do this, but you got to apply it too. So when we think about this, such as a level of things that are oriented, such as cosmetics, voice tonality, levels and clothes, and superficial modalities that make us who we think we are or who we're supposed to be. So now you understand what I was getting at with that. Even immersion can be a difficult thing because we get immersed in the social anxiety and issues, but we're not going into the levels of going through the shadow of the self or what we're supposed to be online versus who our true real self is. So with that, we become nervous in speaking in front of a crowd, or we become nervous in forcing to repeat the action until we learn the lesson, or simply lead to a breakdown in future trauma or further trauma. And then we have agents of chaos, disorder, and provocateur. That does not help. What happens is that on the flip side, there's definitely things that we can do. We can learn from all of that, and we can take the lessons of there's no one size that fits all in our processes, but we find a way to move forward in a healthy manner. But there's no one-size-fits-all approach to all of this because when we can help ourselves with self-esteem, every individual is different. So everybody's resiliency formula, everybody's health formula, or what we call in health and wellness formula, it's not the same. It's not linear. Neither is mental health, emotional health, and behavioral health. So that's why you have to get with a specialist and begin to look at that. Or when you're with a specialist, have a guided level of regular psychiatrist, psychologist, who's underneath that specialist to begin to look at the layers of trauma or whatever's inflicted the level of altering yourself, the true self from the shadow self to now the split of the self to where you're at a point an individual will respond and can get to a certain of healing modalities, but you got to get to what is causing the modalities and the deficits first, and then begin to look at those levels and layers and remove all of the gunk, all the sepsis, all the poisonous people, poisonous tribe members, or people amongst the ranks who are like that, causing that. So I want you guys to understand that in layman's terms, at the civilian level, like I'm a civilian, you're a civilian, but I want you guys to understand it from those terminologies and modalities without talking over you guys. I don't want to become condescending when I'm doing my presentation, and I'm hoping I'm not. Yeah, the trick lies in finding out what this is. What is your modality? Then on top of that, helping the individual to overcome it. So that's individual me, you, he, she, we, or whatever you identify as, whether you're trans, like lesbian, gay, bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual, or asexual, or intersex, or whatever. So I support all people. All right. So with that being said, the trick lies in that and overcoming it by understanding your modalities and what makes you tick. Okay? So this is what psychology and the shadow work is all about. And the shadow work means the shadow of the former self and figuring out what it is that's causing trauma and triggers and then beginning to reduce those trauma and triggers and reducing those poisonous people who are agents of chaos and disorder and those who are operating out of order on their own, doing things that are just egregious manner. So when the person is able to see the difficulties more clearly, using dream work, journaling, or level of those things that those demons that are brought to the light of consciousness, they begin to dissipate and disappear, just like demonic, nasty, out-of-order, trifling people who don't know how to act and who are very egregious in their misconduct, abusiveness, divisiveness, bullying, harassment, terrorism, then they have to be removed to make that environment thrive and grow. So sometimes you can even thrive from an environment that used to be poisonous to it becoming a less poisonous environment and those people being a process for removal to make the environment more thriving and thrive-worthy, just like Pensacola can become that way, just like Atlanta can become that way, and just like the governor said, your first experience shouldn't be this bad, and you shouldn't have went through that, and I want to apologize first and foremost. So I want you guys to understand that. So, and the last part for this, unfortunately, it's a lot harder than we say and can do. That's why I try to be real with you guys and be authentic with you guys, because this shadow work is very hard to do. At first, you're going to be mad. You're going to want to quit therapy. You're going to want to go and sit there and be like, I can't do this crap. Forget it. Or you're going to have problems every week until you start getting into habit change and the foremost schematics of changing your mindset and begin to reprogram your mindset to get you to a level of modalities that help you and you accepting of that you're going to fall down 7, get up 8, fall down 8, get up 9, fall down 9, get up 10. So you understand that. And then it sounds a lot harder because these are ingrained tendencies that we all have. We have a tendency to go to negative instead of positive in the beginning, and it's not simply going to dissipate in the majority of the instances until you start recognizing the patterns and the schematics and begin to reduce that and become a master of art of calm. Begin to journal, start documenting, and start looking at what you're doing and start seeing yourself from the former self to your true I am self, comparing the two and beginning to look at your modalities and the things that make you tick and figuring out that self-esteem is in the middle, somewhere in between. So the constant debate with spiritual and psychological humanity with regards to that is important to talk about. So this is the last part of it. A correct way forward with self-esteem and healing in general is a level and layer of understanding all of that and being able to understand those modalities is part of that. But if you've got a good therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, or a what we call interim gap, life coach, health coach, and a therapist or MSW, LSW, someone like that, to be able to help you through the interim gap when you can't see your doctor, you begin to start seeing yourself making those improvements steadily and begin to see yourself saying, oh, well, dang, I do that, but the person is talking, shaming me about something that they already do, so why are they pointing out the finger? Because look at this. Look at my finger. You see the finger? See one finger pointing at all y'all, but there's four pointing back this way, and that's the boomerang effect. So why aren't they looking at their own modalities instead of trying to point mine out? Good question. So think about all of these different things as you're going through self-love, self-esteem, self-efficacy, and then we're going to talk about codependent relationships tomorrow because I want you guys to understand in the next chapter, we went through two modules today, but I want you guys to understand it. So I went through it fairly fast, but I want to knock it out in at least an hour. So we have to look at the pushing ourselves forward and begin to look at the healing in general and then some push for positivity and the shadow work that's required and then the shadow work that has to be done even with your therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, or if you have a combination of a medical doctor who's your life coach, your health coach, wellness coach, as I will be at some point in time after I get through the apprenticeship program and the things that I'll be signing up for and the MSW, LSW, fast track through that and then getting my degree and PhD and as a doctor to and forensic look at medicals and things like that and begin to write my paperwork and things like that and my books on that in larger volume. But that's going to take some time. And like I told you guys, I'm committed to doing all of that. And also my I Am Abundance Mindset and also at I Am CC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Team World Online for children, adolescents, young adults, for my babies, sorry. And then also with Talk Radio Diva, eventually having my own type of Frasier show and being able to have people call in and talk about their life and be able to work things out, not to diagnose and treat when we're on the talk radio, but being able to talk about different things and have these conversations as such. So this is practice makes perfect. And then on top of that, we push for positivity in our shadow work, but the state of that balance of harmony are ultimate premises of that, and then also pinnacles of healing. So part of that is being able to address things calmly without getting into an upset, uproar, or rage. And then it's not easy when you're being went after morning, noon, and night in the present like I am. So when we think about this, creative chaos is the natural state of the universe, but when it's constant chaos, that causes a level of failure to be able to thrive, failure to be able to move past it because it continues to happen and reinflict trauma, triggers, and upset. And I learned that people are trying to trigger and upset, so use words out of wordplay. So I started to get to find a master and calm and then working towards modalities and things like that so that I can be present for you all. So the fact of all of this is that the approaches will work with certain times and certain people, but not with everybody. You have to be ready to do the shadow work, and you have to be ready to do all of the levels of paradigms of coaching to be able to understand it and begin to understand the self and beginning to love the self even through all the flaws and all, and begin to look at some of your toxic behaviors that you might have picked up from survival mode. And I will tell you guys, I picked up cussing. Yeah, I can cuss like Taylor. Sure can. Y'all heard me. Beep, beep, beep. But I don't like doing it because I never used to do it as much as I do now. And that was a survival mode technique because I literally didn't want to knock somebody's block off. So I'd be like, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 all that. But I realized it was not nice. It wasn't good. So I've worked on it. It's not been easy. It sucks. But I have put myself a cuss word mentally. And I told you guys, I got probably about 5,000 cuss words I put in there. So I owe myself $5,000. So when I fix my first 5,000, it's going into a bank account. And yeah, and I'm going to put it up for all the cussing I've done. For a rainy day. That's to teach myself to, every time I do it, to put some money in the jar, so I'll stop doing it. Because I don't want to have to keep paying myself for all this cussing and fussing. It's just like Count Beckler, 1,223, So I don't want to be like 5,686, You know? So it's like, okay, let's not get to 5,710, You know, test words, 2, 3. You know, I don't want to be like that. So I, at this point in time, I'm trying to literally get it under control, so that my survival mode won't end up in a boardroom and I end up dropping an F-bomb somewhere. I don't want to do that. So we're thinking about levels of communication of our feelings and communicating properly and appropriately. So I've been trying to work on communication modalities that I have learned in survival and stop something like a filler and get to a point of presentation without doing it. So I've been working on it. And then on top of that, levels and layers of trying to figure it out from there and just do the best that I can with all of it. So I apologize to anybody who's heard me, beep, 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 you got me messed up. So now y'all know I can cuss like a sailor. I just try not to. And I did work for sailors. So, you can see I'm olive oil. I know how to cuss like a sailor, so it's not cool. I just don't want to, like, feel bad about it. So that's what I'm laughing about. So you got to laugh and keep crying sometimes, okay? Don't judge me. It's like, don't rush. Don't cuss. So I wanted you guys to laugh with me instead of at me because I had to laugh at some of the stuff I've done. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just laugh at it. Somebody asked me about it 10 years from now. I'll be like, yeah, I was a kid. I did that. I sure did. I'm not proud of it, but don't use it against me. Don't judge me. Don't rush. Don't judge. This is my true nature, y'all. This is my true disposition and how I really am. So you got to sometimes laugh at yourself before anybody else does. I did. So when we think about establishing an open dialogue, I want to make sure that we do that on here and that we begin to get to a level and layer of healing. And part of healing is laughing at ourselves, the former self. So with that, I want you guys to understand the best way to build confidence with a patient or a person who's been through being a patient or being misdiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or mistreated like I was. You have to learn to go and laugh to keep them crying, to keep them suffering, depression, or low self-esteem, or any of the sort of those things of anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, or anything like that, that can manifest from a level of trauma and things like that and survival mode that I've been in. Beep, 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 or 1 million. You know, I'm like, you know what? There's a dime a dozen of these people on the internet. Trolls are the worst that have ever been on the internet, and most of them need to be humbled, and they need to have a level of exposed, a level of karma that's going to come to them, but I'm going to be the one to do it, like I told you guys. So, you know, the alternative therapies could be suggested. And then on top of that, seeing a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist. And then on top of that, seeing a life coach who does not diagnose unless they are a medical doctor. And that's what I'll be at a later point in time. So I'm not going to diagnose you, but I can guarantee you I can understand, eyeball it, and know exactly what you got going on and be able to tell the doctor that there's a problem that they need to sit in on the things and do an interview with you and be able to help diagnose and treat. And that way I can appropriately find a better mode of means to be able to help you guys until I'm finished my apprenticeship program and get my certifications and become a medical doctor and get my registrations and things like that. And that's going to be happening. So I'm proud of myself. All right. So with that being said, I had somebody tell me a long time ago, you should have been a doctor, and I should have really done that. And I tell you, but my life was grossly negatively altered, just like when I was going to go to school to be a lawyer, has grossly negatively altered from what happened to me and I changed my degree major to human resources, but it put me in the right direction. I'll be okay because I've already talked to the school about becoming an MD, and there's a program I can go through to do it. So I'm proud of myself, and I looked into it already. So hard, yay me, so I'm trying. But it has been hard this whole step of the way, and these donations are going to go towards building the station while I'm going through school and building my empire of a coaching business and also as a mentor and a public speaker, so I'll be able to help people like myself who didn't get the adequate interventions until later on. It's better late than never, correct? No, I'm sorry. My hair was a mess. So with that being said, we have to be the person to use his or her own power and then begin to have a resource to come up with creative answers to what has happened to us and anything from painting a diet to meditation to going back to the universe in a better shape or form or a better form of who we are. Our I am Christos, illuminated one that we were born with. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe she's born with it. But I'm cisgender female, so maybe I was born with it. So practice ways to build self-esteem in the complexity of multifaceted but self-esteem building and programmatic and schematics that help us to learn this and master that and then begin to go down into a level of being down to earth and understanding that there's still a number of down to earth ways to do it and then practical ways to enhance it and then with the interim gap and the interim levels of therapies and modalities to help you begin to ease the heartbreak, ease the grief, ease the stress and the levels and layers of reactionary, wanting to be mad and angry, and moving towards a place of calm. So with that, if you have high levels of self-esteem, there are 7 ways to practice self-esteem every day, all day. Put your health first. The reason why health and well-being is important in of all of this is that nothing is more important than being stress-free or a minimal amount of stress and have a healthy body, mind, and spirit. Then on top of that, saving money, regardless of your beliefs about money, it's always good to save for a rainy day. So you guys understand that it's taken 2 to 3 years to get to where I'm afloat, where I'm not drowning from coerced debt, economic abuse, financial abuse, and coercive control, or levels of manipulative things that have happened and caused me a loss of a lot of business and business models that I had in 2013 deployed in 2014, and I have to go to court about that. So when we think about building competence, we think about whatever our role is and not having imposter syndrome, like I said, and making sure that you're competent at what you do and being able to perform well at what you do no matter what is thrown at you, whatever layer of bricks that are thrown at you, you get those layer bricks and you become a brick mason and you get those foundation bricks, even if you're a female or of the Eastern Star, and become a level of an Eastern Star mason and say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to build myself on that masonry and that framework and begin to look at that foundation of bricks that have been thrown at me and build a pyramid of I am abundance mindset. I am somebody. And how dare you? You're not going to make me feel less than myself. I am somebody. So with that being said, competence is one of the best things to assist in building confidence. And then having a support system is a way to do that as well. And then focus. Do not exert all your resources trying to do too many things at once. Focus. A jack of all trades is a master of none. So therefore, you master each thing one at a time. Begin to slow down and begin to focus your mindset and begin to reach your goals and start smashing goals one by one. You see how fast I'm stepping? Begin to start smashing the goals like this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. So when we think about this, many people overexert themselves because we're dealing with being pulled in multiple directions. Then the next thing is the mediation and meditation. Health, money, and confidence are building blocks of healthy human levels of development. And then we're talking about levels of books. Also, on top of that, I was ahead of myself in my mindset. Healthy books and things like that I'm going to be putting out there for you guys to be able to have a level layer of foundational work so that you can begin to work on yourself, know yourself, and begin to compare things and begin to say to yourself, you know what? It's possible for me to do this, but I've got to do these steps and inner assessment in order to do all this. So you need to identify core fears and beliefs that you have and begin to fear not, follow that, trust the process, and begin to get to a point of change and healing and become a change agent instead of an agent of provocateur or agent of saboteur or self-sabotage or people who are sabotaging you who are agents of provocateur, chaos, and disorder operating out of order on their own. And there's an online level of what we do for our assessment and questionnaires as a life coach, health coach, wellness coach for you guys to understand that and why we do that. And you can use affirmations on top of that that we'll be giving out that challenge the beliefs of what you're thinking and feeling out you're conducting yourself and begin to work around in physical activity and mental activity to have agility and then reframe what I meant by reframe the framework as is to get a great way to put yourself in a good mood about yourself, even if you're going through it, and begin to power through it mentally, emotionally, and your Christos illuminated one, and begin to move forward. I am going to overcome this. I am becoming poised. I am becoming graceful. I am becoming the best life coach I can be, wellness coach, health mentor, public speaker, orator. So when you think about all of those different things, I speak that into existence. And then we think about, we don't see the situation in the same way. We don't think it in a scarcity mindset. We think of it in an abundance mindset and begin to illuminate and shed light on what's bothering us, keeping us from those modalities, and begin to move towards that modality. So let's go over what we're going to go over tomorrow. And we've done this in 1 hour and 24 minutes and 38 seconds. That did good. I did that. Woo! I'm proud of myself. You see what I'm doing? I'm cheerleading myself that I was able to keep it under 2 hours. Bro, sis, y'all, I'm glad I did it. So, with that being said, mastering the thoughts and the emotions, we're going to talk about that tomorrow, plus codependency. Because part of that goes hand in hand. That's why I didn't want to give you guys too much today, but I want to make sure that we're doing everything to give you the content the best way we can. And then on top of that, mastering the thoughts and emotions, and then a level, a layer of, you know, when you have the raccoon eyes and things like that, when you have makeup on and you start seeing like the black eye, just like getting a black eye from a man who hit you for no reason and whatnot, and then you begin to talk about why did you do that. You never did that before, but you begin to realize, okay, there's a lot of hurt, anger, and frustration. So one time is fine when something is an accident, but it's not okay when it's repeated. So now you guys understand the mastering of thoughts and emotions and beginning to understand when somebody did something by accident versus somebody doing it on purpose and being a wife beater. Big difference. So when we talk about all these different things, we think about negative environment, and we think about negative because negative beliefs are automatic, and we automatically look at that because we have so much negativity in this environment, in this world. So we have to start reducing the level of negativity in the negative people who create it. So with that being said, that's going to be module 6, and we're going to do that tomorrow. And also talking about levels of codependency and being able to understand this from that point of mindset and then moving forward with that. And so it's going to be shorter than today, but I wanted to make sure we did that. So we did it 1 hour, 26 minutes, and 8 seconds. So we did good. So, Heart, I'm going to take you guys up out of here. I'm going to tell you that tomorrow's level of vital information will be done, and we'll be talking about that in our After Dark. So I'll be off here in just a second, and we're going to go to our After Dark, and then we're going to wrap up. So I thank you guys for making my live safe. Thank you for you guys being as very professional as y'all possibly could and allowing me to be a professional. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And just, it means the world to me. So also make sure that you go call in live, Talk Radio Diva, 515-602-9765, the power to do more with Talk Radio Diva CC, myself, and then text 866-727-9323, toll free, and then 404-418-5104 at Atlanta, Georgia. And then on top of that, book online at dondavacoaching.com, imcc.com, imcccoaching.com for your regular appointments, and imcc.com for your specialty appointments with trauma therapy, the book with me or any of my staff that will be coming on board for doing that in the MDs. And then teamworld.online for children, adolescents, and adults. Heart, love you, baby. And then Talk Radio Diva, which is the power to do more. So this is what Talk Radio is all about. So make sure you go on there. And then our Cash App Love offerings are being accepted for IMC Coaching to grow that business. And Don Diva Coaching and then Team World Online. And then as well as Talk Radio Diva. Make sure you go online for Talk Radio Diva if you want to just do it universally and say, okay, I want this to go to this business. I'll put it there and I'll give you a receipt for all of that. So this is Talk Radio Diva, power to do more. Log on to talkradiodiva.com. I'm going to take you all out of here. And thank you guys so much for attending the live and the show.